I don't know.
You could tell.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just the root tuber and banana program of the CGAR. And so in that context, I mean, we have to like update and maintain the ontologies for the RTB crops, meaning like the banana, yam, sweet potato, potato, and cassava. And so the reason why I'm going to BTI is because they have this feed book that the people are using in the centers, and they often need to add new variables or add new threats. And so there was a sort of desynchronization between their terms that they need like rather quickly and that the CO. So usually what we do is they add all the terms they need in the system, and then Afola for cassava, for instance, we add them to the crop, the threat dictionary that we have. But for cassava, for instance, Afola doesn't want to do that in the threat dictionary, but he prefer to do that in the OBO file or the OL file. Mm-hmm. Directly, but the other curators, I mean, except for cassava, I mean, the yam, sweet potato, potato, banana, they prefer, the curators prefer to do that in the threat dictionary. So then we were having a problem of synchronization. So the reason why I go there is to fix that. So if the file is on GitHub, so there will be the ontology file on GitHub that will, and so there will be the file on GitHub, and there will be the threat dictionary in our database. And basically there will be I'm going there. So there will be a synchronization between GitHub and our site. So no matter if you submit a term on the crop ontology website, it will automatically update like the GitHub repo. And if a GitHub, a new push are done on the file on in the ontology file on GitHub, there will be a push automatically to our database. So then there won't be any problem of synchronization that will make us our life easier. So that was one big task that I wanted to work with people at BTI. But I also plan to go there because, I mean, last time we discussed with them, they were having a problem with ontology and protégé because, like, the OBO library is not maintained and everything. And so they don't really know how to use protégé. So I was planning also to quickly introduce them to protégé and show them, like, the basic that they need to do if they want to update the file. And the other task that I was planning to do is also to show Plantium and like the mapping that I've been doing in the context of Plantium, so then they can also reuse those mapping in their system and get the tutorials for the thread that they have. And maybe, yeah, I don't know how they want to use that, but that was also the idea. So yeah, that was, and then there will be like more like thread dictionary curation related question. So to see what they have and to get update from them on the different databases that they have and yeah, so just discuss the content with them also, with the team there. And also the breeding API, yeah, I know I was missing something. And also the breeding API.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's what was, so because, yeah. I mean, they are implementing widely like the breeding BTI, the breeding API on all their databases, and so just to be sure that yeah, everything is compatible and stuff.
And if I can add on that, what Marie is planning to do is very much linked to our deliverables for the root tubers and banana program. This year, they have created a banana breeding community of practice in RTB, which covers all RTB crops. So it's not only banana, it's sweet potato, potato, cassava, yam. And the breeding COP is in charge of making sure that crops align best practices, methodologies. And there is a group of outputs called breeding support product, in which all the work about aligning the BTI next generation database for those crops is aligned with the breeding management system used by some of the centers and any other breeding database in CIP in biodiversity. So the idea is that we are producing workflows, best practice, methodology, and tools for making those databases compatible, interoperable, and make sure also that the field book they use for data collect through the BTI database or through any center database are using the same core of variables. So it's a very important task that Marie is in charge to make progress with during her travel, because most of those are 2017 deliverables on which we will need to report in December.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Very nice. So one question, I think this is a sound and good strategy of training the community to start managing their data and vocabularies through the GitHub and the methods that we have built in to map the ontologies or vocabularies rather and generate a tree for them as well as continued maintenance. So the question would be, I think you added about, talked about the breeding APIs. And so have we started generating the ontology graphs for each species yet or not?
In their databases, you mean?
No, for example, on the GitHub, what we were planning is once you have the mappings done, then we map it, then we insert it into the TO, and we should be creating a species-specific CO tree using the TO graph.
So that can be done done quite easily. What we have currently is like for each CO file, you have the mapping, like every CO, I mean every thread in the CO, because there we have terms that are not threads. So every thread in the CO has a subclass of TO terms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you import both this file and the TO, you will get like these three, the three that you are mentioning. So I would say yes and no, but almost.
Yeah, I think we should say that, yes. That's the strongest point when we are saying is that you don't have to maintain your OBO and OWL ontologies. All you need is the plain tab delimited file, right? Then the reference ontology tree would help you guide through that process.
Yeah, the structure, as you know, I mean, the structure that we have, in the Excel is very flat, so when we convert that in the OBO file, I mean the first one to in order to be able to do the mapping, I mean that's also a flat list, so that all the hierarchy is coming from the TO. Yes.
Yeah. Excellent. So and the other one was we should also inform them that these once these ontologies are integrated or vocabularies, their CO is integrated in the TO. Trees or in on its own, we are providing them through the APIs, the Plantium APIs.
Yeah. I will let them know. But really, I mean, they are the leading group for the breeding APIs. So they're pushing for that.
No, absolutely. I mean, that is fine. But if they can reuse our APIs, that would be fantastic. Rather than having APIs from 10, 15 different other sources.
Okay, I will present that part of Plantium also. Okay, that's no problem.
Yeah, and another thing was they might have some publicly annotated data from for their tuber crops or for banana and other things. So since you are at BTI they are actually hosting that data, if there is a way to get the data.
Yeah, so I already discussed a little bit that point with Guillaume when I met with him in last June. Mm-hmm. And so he told me it should not be a problem to get some like data sets. But the problem is, I mean, I'm not sure that in Plantium we want to have like all the breeding data, because they are managing like the data every step, every day, every variety, every condition. So, you know, I mean, that's a huge amount of data. I mean, I think that what would be good for Plantium to have is more to have like some sort of data set that are like integrated or a little cleaned or, you know, this kind of data set. So, yeah. So Guillaume told me that he should be.
Yeah, so probably not from the breeding experiment itself, but maybe we can start from their stock germplasms that are known for certain traits and have an association to the traits. That would be the good start to bring.
Okay, I will.
The stock.
Okay, I will ask if you can just send me an email explaining what you want. I can ask them. Yeah. Because also my idea was to build. I know that's a lot of tasks, but I mean, I'm always very, you know, positive and stuff. So what I wanted to do when I was there also with the data is to get a little bit of data for every RTB crops, and to be able to show that through the mapping you can and through TEO you can really integrate those data sets. Mm-hmm. In a way that is, so that was also my plan. So I discussed that idea with Guillaume a little bit, and that's when he said that, yeah, maybe we can look into that. And because, I mean, that's, yeah, we can also look into that. Because I think it would be a good example for the TEO paper when the paper will be ready to have that part to really show how CO integrates with the TEO and what can be the benefit of having the mappings. Because, I mean, mapping for mapping doesn't.
Right.
It's not, yeah. So,
that would be nice. Yeah. And obviously, we are also serving the annotations through the Plantium. Yeah, through the APIs.
Yeah, we have the annotation APIs.
That's all good. So I know I'm not adding a lot of tasks for you, but I think it's an overview of where things are moving, and then there will be some small tasks that you want to accomplish when you are there in general. So, when are you guys planning to do the paper for your mapping, TEO and TEO revisions and mappings?
I'm not sure who's going to answer that. we need to.
Murray, you want to? Are you leading it, or Lol? Both of you co-leading it.
Lol. Yeah,
the mappings is more Marie's part. We could partner on it for sure.
I would say that co-lead means you both can be co-first authors. Because both two of you have worked the most, right? Right. Unless Austin has contributed something else too. Austin,
not on the mapping side. No, I do it manually.
Some a little bit, but maybe.
But Samara would be a separate work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I will be mentioning the mapping. I was hoping maybe I could point to your ICLO paper or something like that when I mention it, because I'm going to go through the steps of the mapping, how that takes place, but I wasn't planning on making that an emphasis point of the Samara paper.
Right,
that is fine. So I would say we did submit a proceedings paper for the ICBO. Conference, but I think there should be one more extensive paper on detailing your methods, Murray, and that would be a peer-reviewed paper, actually. So I don't mind you guys taking a lead.
Last time I was in Corvallis, Chris, mm-hmm. Austin, I think. Mm-hmm. And Noel, yeah, we started to discuss about this guy, you know, this consultant. I was supposed to write like a paragraph explaining what I've been doing, and some guy was supposed to like clean the code. So is it still a thing, Austin, or
who was that?
Yeah, I don't remember this. Who was they were cleaning the code up?
No, not cleaning the code, but like writing a new code. Like, I don't know, someone that Chris mentioned.
There was somebody from Zfin or somebody or from Melissa's collaboration, right?
No, I don't think so. I think it wasn't, I thought it was like the Samara guy.
You're it?
Oh, that's also mapping, I guess. He just.
We're kind of cutting out, Austin.
Okay, that was just me.
I can't hear you. Your microphone is off.
Yeah. Muted.
I can unmute him. Austin?
I got it. Sorry, I just forgot how to use my computer there for a moment.
It happens.
Samara the Jorrit just sent a notification. Was that through GitHub?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that since like last June. I was in Kubernetes, so.
Not me. You weren't actually on it. So he says, I've spent a little time on thinking of the term matcher design and on implementing in the month of November. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns. And then he links to this Google document that we built. I remember this now that you mentioned this. Yeah, that was your. I'll send this Google document in the chat if I can find it.
So is he going to do that without me or? Because, I mean, if he's doing that, I mean, all the work I've done is, like.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. If he does it, then it will sort of eclipse your current one. So there's the Google document here. It looks like he's filled this out quite thoroughly.
Okay, so nothing moved since. Okay,
I don't know if you wanted that to be part of, if that's part of your proposed mapping paper. But I'll be asking Jorrit to write a portion of the Samara paper as well.
Okay.
Sorry, I was muted there.
Chris said that he would be coming on pretty soon.
Yeah, he sent me a message about it. So my question was, this is more the mappings between the trait descriptors and the TO terms, right? For the importing the germplasm.
Right.
Yeah, but I think there is also a part in this document about like the patterns, because we discussed all of that with Chris last time, mm-hmm. in June in Kubernetes. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think it can be what is, from my understanding, I mean, what he was planning to do was, can work also for the mapping of anything, not just.
I would just say, let's make not a very extensive, but a short paper on the work that you have done on the building the mappings at EML or whatever method you've used for using the CO and our initial work with the 8 or 10 crops that we have and based on that some of the questions that have been pulled into Plantium. I think that should be a sweet and short paper. You don't have to be too extensive, and that we should be able to get it in, even in current plant biology too, kind of things, which has started being referenced in the PubMed. So and then later on, contribute a little bit more on the more extensive paper that Jorrit, Chris, and Austin are the shared link that just came in. Then we go on a larger scale of lots of other crops and things like that. But to keep an idea that the core work was done by you on the 10 CGIAR crops, I think that would be a good, nice paper to go with. What do you think, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think I agree with Pankaj that Marie needs to have a paper. Mm-hmm. So you wish to decide where, but at least not an extensive one, but have a paper just to set the stone that on the mapping sheet. I agree.
Right, and that's where I think you would also include some of the discussions that you are going to be having at Cornell, that how we are fostering the community standards and how we envision the community to start using these kinds of data sets and where to manage their vocabularies and things like that. So it would be a more strategic paper before this other paper comes out. And right now, I mean, and it should not be very extensive, but it should touch all the points that you want to do. And it would be, and you can also report the revisions you have done and you guys have done and the trade ontology. So that. From CEO. Yeah, and I don't mind, Mari, you need help, obviously, so you and Lon can be co-first authors. If that's agreeable. Otherwise, okay. you are the lead, Mari.
It depends if it's just on the mapping, that's probably, Marie could just be the lead. Yeah.
No, but I think we are putting the revisions and all sorts of things. So so Mari, you are the lead for that, and we can all help you write that paper.
I think I support the idea, thank you, Laurel, of Mari being the lead, because also Mari needs to have a first author paper out.
Absolutely.
For
mm-hmm.
the project. Mm-hmm. Why Lorraine has already some.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. And same with Austin, needs one at least. Yeah.
I think it would be good to show that as one of the outputs of the project.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Oh, Barry is there too, kind of thing. So we haven't heard back from him.
Yes, I joined late, unfortunately, but I have heard the last section.
Great. Do we want to discuss anything about these GAF, this discussion that's been going on email, Pankaj, about these genome annotations for the plantium?
I was waiting for Chris. So what we are trying to do is redo the next version for the next release cycle, all the genomes, and get the new peptide sequence proteome files and redo the annotation. And the idea as we are planning is that Grameen and Plant Ensemble are updating their genomes and they are in out of sync from UniProt, because a lot of their annotations come from UniProt. They are asking whether do we have any annotations, and obviously we do have annotations, and those may differ slightly from what UniProt Goa maintains. So as we have been discussing it for a long time, that we should become the collection point for all collection point and the primary annotators for Go annotations for plant, if at all possible. So in that direction, my goal is to after we do redo these genomes, we submit the quality checked Go annotations to the Go consortium, and from there the UniProt would pick it up. I just heard UniProt Goa is not interested in anything other than Go. So we will still have to work with them on that side. And that is good to see, because that means that they are not investing in anything other than Go. So we are going to still be the primary source for many of those annotations in that sense. So people would have to come here in any case. So goal is to get those annotations in the Go consortium, so that UniProt can pick it up automatically from there. And also, if the UniProt does it, then Plant Ensemble and Grameen would pick it up automatically, and any other resource that depends on the UniProt annotations, for example, Plant Reactome and other people. So that is what we are trying to build. So in that situation, Justin Austin and me are working on doing a first pass, rechecking our workflow for RISE and integrating not just the automated pipeline works, but some semi-automated additional annotations that you can infer in combination. For example, if something is expressed in Leaf, but it's also known to be involved in Leaf development, so we should be able to add some confidence scores and things like that on top of just the plain Go annotation that we have. Plus, a lot of proteins have transmembrane domains, and they also are located to chloroplast, but there is no annotation that says that this is the interpro-based annotations would not tell that this is a chloroplast membrane protein. So we are trying to take evidences from multiple sources and multiple analyses to generate some of those annotations on our own. And that would be a plant-specific one. And the final one would be when we project the data from Arabidopsis or any other known to based on phylogeny, then we should be careful about which terms are allowed to be transferred or for projection and which ones are not. So that's where we are trying to be very careful and be able to generate a matrix of what goes in and what doesn't go in. So that's the conversation that we're having, and soon after the call, I will work with Austin and Elser to go through that process. So we're starting with RISE, and if everything works, I think what we should be planning is to do an overall all 60, 65 genomes that we have and do a public release before Plant and Animal Genome Meeting. In that sense, the generated annotations that we generate in this round would become the primary source of a public editing interface that we are developing with in collaboration with another company. That all these genes would be recorded in that database with their nomenclature, their description, synonyms, and their Go annotation. Right now, it looks like it's more or less like Amigo, but there are a lot of things in Amigo that you can't edit. So what we want is the registered users to come in from the community and start editing and taking on the responsibility of editing that those annotations rather than us doing it routinely or investing more on it. That was the goal of the funding because they wanted to develop the resource so that it goes into a maintenance mode or into a more of a community engagement. And that is where we want to move in that direction, at least for collection and annotation part for the ontology base. So that is starting for the genes. And we have made some substantial progress with them. So, and they have started importing data. We want to start testing some of those things. So that's all so far from me. If you have any questions, let me know.
So I missed the start of that. So it's 50 or 60 genomes.
Yeah.
Or this trait annotation you're talking about? Is this Go? Is this
Go? I think it. We'll start with Go.
Just using the automated pipeline and release that in Amigo.
Interpro scan obviously is the very first line of path, and then but we have other tools like TMHMM and Predotar and TargetP. So some of those would generate data on the subcellular location, and TMHMM obviously would tell you more about the membranes, transmembrane domain. So we would be able to combine somebody saying blasted prediction to be localized to blasted, but something with the transmembrane we should be able to combine and say it's a blasted membrane. And Go. So there would be additional Go annotations that are created based on the combined approach of different analysis tools that we will use.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so
and that would be Justin taking care of that. Is there anything you need on our end? I mean, I think.
So Austin and Justin Austin and me are going to be working on that, and we'll come up with that. But after we have done this first round of combined approach of for the Go annotations, I want to bring in these are I want to bring in projections based on the close proximity to based on the homologies to Arabidopsis. If we want, we can use the Panther, or we can quickly generate in this round an in-paranoid results and then be able to project the Arabidopsis annotations on other genomes as based on the sequence similarity or orthology, basically. I think there is a code for that. But those would be restricted by some species because you don't want the flower annotations going into the onto the Fiscometrella or Selaginella things. So we have to be careful on that side. The, once it's done, Chris, what we want is to provide Go Consortium a filtered set of Go annotations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think you guys run your own QCs. And we need to integrate those QC pipeline in our Go annotations so that we give you you don't have to read means you can obviously rerun, but we want to make sure that all your QCs are passed through when we submit the data.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can show so Eric Douglas here would be the point person as well as Seth. Mm-hmm. We have a new Jenkins pipeline. We're using Jenkins 2 now for running all of this, which allows you to actually build a pipeline up quite easily. Mm-hmm. So you could, I don't know if you want to just run those in Jenkins or you want to run them as a cron job, or I guess this is just a follow-up for me.
Just for the often. For the QC purposes or for the whole annotation? The QC, just the QC, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
QC and release. So what we do is we have a pipeline whereby we pull from sources, we do things on them. Sometimes we filter lines, add lines, and then we publish them and we publish them with a report. So there's a kind of Jenkins job that coordinates all of the scripts that need to be run to do that.
If somebody can show us what Jenkins is doing, so then we might have to see, we will be able to see where the overlaps are or whether we should be using Jenkins rather than creating our own. NSF wanted us that once this pipeline is ready, we should be running this pipeline for any new genome that comes out and should be running on iPlant or Cybers.
Okay.
Because once those data is generated in a standard GAF format over there, it should be readily be consumed by any of our databases.
Okay.
So that was their goal. But if maybe next week or next... when are we doing the next conference call?
Well, if 2 weeks from now is the 31st. So I don't know if that works for you with Matt's defense that day.
What day is that?
To you about, it's Tuesday the 31st. It's the same day as Matt's defense.
Morning is fine, I guess.
Morning is okay? Okay, I wasn't sure what time.
If Chris, Eric, or Seth can show us the Jenkins workflow, that would help. By the time we would have our own data available, ready, and we should be able to test it. And obviously there might be some things that we might want to ignore or we want to keep it in there. Go might be very stringent sometimes, but we need to be careful over there. Mm-hmm. So, okay. and the reason why all these conversations are happening, Chris, is that. Grameen was not submitting the Go annotations to Go, and obviously it fell off the screen at some point. So I'm telling them, hey, Plantium is already doing it. Why not consume it from Plantium? And what essentially they do is they, instead of taking it from the GAFs, they take the data from UniProt Goa.
Okay.
The problem is UniProt Goa, I just heard from Dan Bolzer and the UniProt person, what's his name?
Sorry, say again, the problem with you heard from Dan Bolzer was?
And Dan Bolzer is had a conversation with Tony, I don't know who's Tony at EBI.
Tony Stafford, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they are saying that Go and Goa, as far as they know, they're only interested in Go terms. They don't want to touch POTO or any other. Ontologies.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. So, of course, so what you get from Goa will have UniProt, will have Interpro to Goa. or run on it already. So
yeah, but, you do
redundant there, but
But if we have already done that, then they don't have to. They might just say maybe duplicate efforts for, at that point.
Yeah, they do other things with Go, like they have their keyword system and they propagate from those.
Yeah.
So that's something. I don't know if you want to like merge them or presumably you're also converting.
So it looks like they have some protein to go pipeline.
Protein to go is a manual curation tool. So they may have indeed have manually curated some experimental stuff and you would definitely want to get those, but it's not going to be a huge amount.
No, but we need to learn about what they are actually doing using the keywords.
Yeah, I would say the keywords, I don't know how important they are for you, but I don't like the keyword system. I think you should just switch to using Go completely. But actually, the keyword stuff could potentially be useful for some trait annotations. I'm not sure. I know in humans, they sometimes annotate disease using the trait keywords. Yeah. I don't know if they do anything analogously for plants and traits. Worth looking into, but I don't think it's the biggest priority.
So maybe we should just start with what we have and then and go back to Goa or UniProt. I know that previously UniProt had integrated all our ontologies, especially PO as well. And in the Goa section, they just put only the Go. Go annotation. That was my belief, but I think what I'm hearing is a little different. So, and the whole reason is because Ensemble picks up all their ontology annotations from Goa. And that's, Dan Bolzer is saying that if that's the only route, then they prefer that it goes, our Go annotations go into Go Consortium, or we work with Goa to get them integrated, and then they will pick it up from that side. And for additional ontology annotations like PO and TO, they would still rely on our GAF that we would provide them. I remember a long time back we were discussing about maze annotations, and they were not that many. There was something like 100 or 200 or 2500, 250 or something like that. They were not very high quality annotations. They were very.
Okay, and is this the stuff that is just being maintained in an Excel file at the moment, or is this something different?
They were all in Excel file. They came from Lisa Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we may have all of them integrated, but I'll go back on that side.
And they were just Go annotations package.
They were Go annotations or some kind of ontology annotations from MazeDB. They were not a whole lot. They were a very small set. So,
I remember something about that.
Yeah, that's where we stand. So we are moving forward with RICE as a first test case and see all the way through how it works. And in the meantime, we continue developing for other genomes. And we would love to see how we go back and do the QCs and pass it on, submit the Go annotations all the way to the Go consortium. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah,
that was one of the reviewers' questions on the NAR manuscript, whether we're sending them back to Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything in sync, which is actually a really important question.
Absolutely.
Yeah, which we addressed. So.
All right. So in 2 weeks, if we can ask Erica or Seth to show us the Jenkins, in the meantime, we will continue with the RICE annotations in the first round and get them ready by that time. Okay.
Chris, does that work for you for the 31st?
I think I can join then, yep. Mm-hmm.
Great.
And another thing, Chris, while you were not here, we were discussing about, obviously yesterday there was a conversation with Jorrit on two papers with Austin on the Samara pipeline. But today morning we were also discussing that we should write one crisp paper on PO revisions and with a big chunk coming from the mapping workflow that Marie has generated with the crop ontologies and how they are fostering the consistency in the breeding program and things like that. So I think that can become a very high priority publication in a quick round.
Okay, now, should we, what kind of audience should we aim for? Should it be about the mapping methods, or should it be aimed maybe more at people who are interested in, you know, kind of like the plant crop community?
I think it would be both, if you don't mind, kind of things. I was thinking that that is a big standalone paper for Murray, and we should just say...
So you think we should do two papers, or...?
One paper.
One paper, but well, who's the other? What journal? Should it go in a bioinformatics or an ontology journal, or should it go in a...
No, it should go in a plant journal, some kind of a plant
journal. Okay. Mm. Yeah.
Not an ontology
journal. Good question, Chris. It's always good to know what your audience is.
Yeah, because we want to tell them, hey, this is something interesting. It is of interest to you to be consistent, and this is how we have planned, and you should be adopting. And that, and the follow-up is that because Murray and Lal would be at Cornell by the end of the month, and they're working
next week, and they're working with
Lucas Miller's group on some of the what's that, banana and tuber crops, and they're trying to come up with how to do the mappings, fostering consistency, and using GitHub and other tools. To build the ontologies or vocabularies that they need, and how to integrate them in their annotation workflow and data collection workflow.
Okay.
So that could be a good test case where you guys, when you're writing the paper.
Yeah.
So three papers.
So will someone set up a shared folder and with stubs for all of these documents at the moment, just so we have...
Can you create a kind of a Google Drive folder for Plantium publications, and then
and
folder for each of these types, mm-hmm. and then share it with the group?
Absolutely.
And Austin, feel free to drop your or share your folder would be added to that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I already have some stubs in folder, so I can just add that folder, add those documents to that folder.
Yeah, it would be nice to keep everything at one place, kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah, agreed.
Yep. So basically, we're looking at three papers: your Murray's CEO mapping work, and then two of Samara's work. One is on the GRIN annotations, and another one is on stress ontology. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And an NAR paper was resubmitted after the revision, so that should go through. I think we would have four papers by the end of the year, or a little bit more on that side.
Yeah. So.
And Elizabeth, for all the PIs, I have signed the papers for your no cost extension. So once they're processed from here, your offices should be getting those requests for amendment. There's no new money, but whatever money is left with you, you are allowed to use it for continue for one more year.
Okay, so this is good news.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm going to request NSF for a no-cost extension on the primary side. That should not be a problem, because for the first year, it's always granted locally here. Don't even have to go to NSF, but it's just for the sake.
So, Pankaj, when we will get the official mail that it is accepted, more or less, to go?
From NSF or from here?
For us, it's sufficient to have it from you. No, I don't know.
I'll send an email to you guys. I mean, we have processed the form, so as soon as they hear back, they're always backlogged. So I will continue to pushing. Okay. But the word I can say, send reply to your email saying we are processing it. So be assured that continue using those funds for one more year.
Okay, thank you. It will help.
Yeah, continue using on that side. But on the sidelines, we should start thinking about how we want to do the renewal. And what do we want to propose? I don't think it will be a very big proposal, because that's what I heard from NSF Plant Genome Program, that they don't want huge projects. They want some smaller projects and emphasis on reuse of data and data standards. nowadays everybody's talking about ontologies, which is a good thing to hear. It took a long time for us to get up to that point. So somewhat the December or January onwards, I think we should start thinking about what do we want to do the renewal plan, and if we can submit through by spring, that would be fantastic. Because the real scare for me is the plant genome program might not exist after 2018. So yeah. the quicker we go, the better it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Just Google once again. Let's just get a brain dump in the Google dump folder of some ideas of what could go in.
Absolutely. We should start thinking about that. So, can I have a renewal proposal folder on Google somewhere, and we should start jotting down our thoughts, what we want to do.
Sure.
And to let you know, when we got the last time, they said that not too much on ontology development. Most should be on community engagement. So that was the message I got. And there's a new program manager there, and she's the things that I saw, the presentations that I saw at the PI's meeting, they were very much biology driven rather than resource driven. So we need to be careful about what kind of queries and tools, data analysis tools, we are providing for the community.
So maybe it could be more driven by biological questions as well, like we will set out to, look at the link between this plant trait, these plant traits, these environmental factors, and these genes or something like that.
Yeah, something like phenologs or more of phenologs, and how to combine some more resources more, for example, or genetic variation and some other things that we can integrate in our query tools. And we don't have to integrate all the data, but it could be an API-based kind of things to deliver on for the users. Ontology development is one component, but I think it's always the tools that we use.
Right, right. That's their interest more, is the community engagement type of applications of it.
Because no matter what, the reviewers would mostly be biologists, and they want to know, what do I get from this resource? Right, that's what I think we should all put together our thoughts in that document and see where we want. Machine learning is obviously one component that you definitely want to bring it in.
Alrighty. I wanted to, are you guys kind of done with that discussion? I was going to bring up one other point before we have to hang up. We're getting down to the end of the hour. On our last call 2 weeks ago, we had talked about bringing in some people who are doing some high throughput phenotyping. And Elizabeth, you had said you would contact the people at Agropolis there, Francois Perdue.
I just mentioned it this morning in a meeting with Cyril Pommier, but I didn't send the mail to Pascal yet.
Okay.
It's on my list for this week.
Okay, great. I just thought I'd put in a little reminder. Because we could start booking these out for the next few meetings, when it's convenient for people. So, yeah. All right. Does anyone else have other updates?
Can I ask something?
Sure.
So yeah, Pankaj, do you think it would be useful for me to come before the end of the year to work like on the TO and like the patterns and the hoops, just to finish and have everything online for like the next release?
If we want the stress ontology or the hoops to be included in that, I think it might be helpful, but. Because I don't think I'll be able to get my end together before the next release comes out without help.
So I'm okay with whichever mechanism works for you guys. And if you want Chris to be around, either you guys plan on going to Berkeley or if we bring him down for a year, for a day or two.
Okay. I think that would be awesome.
That would be great. Yeah.
Either or is fine. I mean, thank.
And Chris, are you going for that Phenoscape meeting?
I have been traveling so much. I really want to go, but I'm not sure if I am. But if there's a large enough PO contingent there, then that I'm kind of arguing that I should go.
Melissa was asking for it, so I said,
yeah.
There are some participants coming from the plant community. So
yeah. I think
it would be good to connect with that community and get their feel. And then if they need the plant Phenoscape, then we
okay. Are they planning to have, I mean, the plant Phenoscape was very experimental. Do they actually have data there? What do the plant participants expect to get from the API?
Yeah, that's a good question because
I have no idea what the plant community is looking for. So I'll continue poking around with asking Melissa and Hilmar.
Yeah, because if the goal is to use the Phenoscape API and build cool apps, you know, they have very good, high quality vertebrate kind of systematics phenotype data. And they have a bridge into model organism phenotype data as well for associated with genes rather than taxa. So I can imagine you building stuff that you think would be cool once they have the plant data in there, but I don't really know exactly the details.
So yeah, I'll keep asking. Or maybe we can ask Hilmar to present what in one of our meetings. Maybe in 2-3 weeks or something like that to tell us more about what the
it'd be good to have an idea kind of if we know if we're all going to go down there
can we ask the same question from the plant community what they are actually looking for, the ones who are registered for that meeting?
Yeah, are there other plant people coming?
Yeah, there are other plant people, but not the ontology group. There are other plant and people interested in plants. That's what I heard. Okay, I'm done.
We have a little bit of time on that. We don't probably want to leave our planning too late on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Any other updates from folks? We're kind of at the end of the hour. Maybe we should wrap up there, and I'll see you next week, Marie, and we will talk again on the 31st.
Oh, wait.
What?
There were a couple of things that were in the review that came out that we said that we duly noted. But can we show Chris and Justin those things and see what can be done?
Sure, right now.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes. Chris, is that okay with you?
Yep.
All right. Let me just see where that is, and that maybe I can share the document with you. I just think people are going to start coming in here in a minute. Let's see. This is the NNR paper. So you're talking about in the response to the reviewers?
Yeah.
Where is that again? I'm sorry. Okay. These were some comments about the Amigo.
Can you just see your screen?
Yeah, I'm gonna just give me a second here. It takes my computer's kind of slow, especially with all this stuff going on here. Let me get rid of my browser here. She's getting slow in her old age. Share a screen. Here we go. Hey, in a second here, it's just spinning.
I can see it, but you need to increase, maximum.
One second. My computer is spinning here, so I can't do anything for the moment. I mean, this is the same thing that was sent out on email, right? So, yeah, my computer is hung up. Sorry.
Let me look at my email.
Sorry about this. This thing is getting really slow. You can probably see the ball spinning on my screen.
No.
No?
No. No ball.
No ball, no screen. Yeah, let me just open it from. I can't even open it.
I see your screen, but no ball. But yeah, I can see. I can just about read part of the.
Yeah. I mean, Pankaj emailed this out to everyone, I think, on Monday.
Yeah, it's on page number 3. I think there's something about the fact that filters must be set before browsing the tree is a limitation of the current implementation that should indeed be documented, but on the website. Or in this latter one should remain fully relevant even though correction. So that is something with the browser feedback, basically.
What you could do is you could place an issue. There's probably, and Seth will say, probably this is a duplicate and replace, but then you can include a link to the issue and say, yes, we acknowledge this is a problem and we're addressing it and can follow this ticket.
Yeah, that's what we said. Duly noted, we will work on improving.
Yep.
And then what is that Swagger thing? Examples of human genes. It would be nice to have examples with plant genes. So I don't know exactly what that means.
Okay, so this is for the API. Okay. This is for the API. So you basically use, yeah. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the easiest way to deal with this would be if you have a, I think you already have a fork of that API. You can just kind of like change the examples in there. I don't know if it's the best way of doing this long term, but that might. I can. Let's see. I think you have a fork. Let me check in the GitHub. Yeah, you do. So do you have the issue tracker set on this? Issues one. Yep. Okay. I'm going to put in an issue. Oh, wait, maybe there is one already. What's this issue number 2? What does that say? No, it's a slightly different one. Okay, I'm just going to do a new issue.
So yeah, those are the only major things that came up. Other than, I think everything else was we managed to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all from me for now. And if somebody can come up with a better layout on the website front page, I would really appreciate it. I know we did it a very long time back, but we haven't done anything after that.
Yeah, I could use some sprucing up. Put that on the list here on my helmet. All right. Thanks for opening that issue. Chris, appreciate that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good, good luck for your travel next week, Murray and Long.
Thank you.
Enjoy the fall in Cayuga and Finger Lakes country.
Yeah.
Fall is beautiful there.
Yeah. Okay. We better wrap up here.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
See you later.